In 2015, when the federal government revamped its education law under President Barack Obama, it gave states greater leeway to set their own public school agendas. The Pennsylvania Department of Education released a draft of its plan today, and as Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCoy reports, it shows a pivot in how the state thinks about school accountability.
The Department of Ed says the new federal law has given it the chance to recreate an education system that it finds too narrowly focused on achievement in English and math. Matthew Stem is the department's deputy secretary.
It's really given us an opportunity to focus on more holistic supports and holistic instructional strategies.
Pennsylvania will still have a strong federally required commitment to standardized testing, but Stem says the new plan will push schools to foster better critical thinking and collaboration skills. He says this will happen in part based on a change in how school performance is evaluated and reported.
We believe that trying to use one number to say that one school is better than another is a flawed approach.
That's essentially the state's current system. The school performance profile, created under former Governor Tom Corbett, a Republican, relies heavily on state tests to rank schools on a numbered scale. With the Department of Ed now under Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, the state will begin to use a new school quality metric in 2018 that will put less of a premium on state tests and expressly discourage making overarching comparisons between schools.
What we're going to be reporting out on schools is going to be essentially performance on various indicators without trying to aggregate them all into a single summative score.
The department's plan also sets ambitious targets for standardized test proficiency and graduation rates and revises policies for teaching and evaluating English language learners. The plan is open to public comment until August 30th. Kevin McCoury, Keystone Crossroads.